WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The same week he received a statewide award, the director of Easterwood Airport submitted his resignation.
John Happ, who is finishing his 14th year as director, says the decision came as he received the recent recognition, combined with A&M taking the next step to privatize airport management.
And the fact that the university has decided to take a different direction, I decided that I thought it was best to retire.
Happ says commuter airports will change drastically next October when the Wright Amendment is repealed and Southwest flies to more out-of-state destinations, creating more demand for high-speed passenger rail service.
I firmly believe that high-speed rail is what's going to replace commuter air for that short 200 and less mile trip.
A university associate operations director is overseeing the airport. No interim director has been named, and President Bowen Lofton's approved the committee's recommendation to start negotiating with the top for-profit candidate to take over management. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes the public hearing on the fiscal year 2014 budget. This follows workshops earlier this week. Mayor Nancy Berry says almost $2 million going to outside agencies mostly comes from the hotel occupancy tax.
I think the money's well spent. The agencies are doing a good job, and we've got all their financials, and we have the ability to audit their books at any time, and we have. And so I feel very comfortable with that number.
Checks and balances to monitor hotel tax money going to the Convention and Visitors Bureau include a five-member executive committee.
The city of College Station has three representatives, Carl Mooney, and then two citizens, Steve Aldridge and Peggy Callahan. They do an excellent job of reporting back to us and keeping us informed. And so I think we have the oversight needed.
Next year's proposed College Station city budget calls for the lowest property tax rate in 21 years. Utility rates would remain the same for residential customers. The College Station Planning and Zoning Commission recently made recommendations to address parking problems in residential neighborhoods. New homes and developments would face an additional cost of adding off-street parking. Commission Chairman Mike Ashfield says that won't turn off buyers, particularly those looking at townhomes.
And at the end of the day, commerce is you got a seller and a buyer. Okay, and if the economics work, then you got someone buying properties. And a lot, especially that last slide, those things are selling like hotcakes. We're not hurting as far as what's going these days.
Possible changes to be considered by the City Council September 12th include banning street parking only on the recommendation of the city's traffic management team based on safety concerns. A summary of the proposals on our website at WTAW.com. No one was injured during a Bryan apartment fire Tuesday around noon. Fire Marshal William Bell says the cause of the apartment fire near the intersection of Verde Drive and Silver Spur Circle is still being investigated.
Fire crews found one apartment unit with fire starting in the back bedroom. They were able to extinguish it and hold fire damage to one unit with small amount of smoke damage to adjoining units.
Bell says firefighters had to break into a few other apartments in case there was anyone trapped inside, and the family of the unit with the fire was displaced for the evening. Federal politicians return to Washington in a couple of weeks, facing another budget deadline, among other things. Congressman Bill Flores O'Brien says he and his constituents are opposed to giving the president a blank check to raise the debt ceiling.
The voters of this district want something in exchange for that. They want to see the federal government continue to get to become more accountable, more efficient, and they just don't want anything like that. I know what I would want in exchange for some sort of a debt ceiling increase.
Flores says changes can be made to mandatory spending programs such as Medicare and Social Security without affecting present or future recipients. Also, state officials have asked for additional money through the Affordable Care Act to help mentally disabled residents live at home. The request for more funds is part of a move to settle with disability rights groups who sued the state in 2010. WTAW News Time is 6:15. It's 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What do you know about long-term care insurance? Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brassus Wellness Magazine. Brassus Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also in this issue. To advertise your business in Brassus Wellness Magazine, call Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam at brianbroadcasting.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 614. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Through today, we'll generally see a mix of clouds and sun continuing, along with a risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm in spots. Temperatures for this afternoon mostly in the mid-90s. Now, there may be a lingering shower or a thunderstorm nearby this evening. Otherwise, scattered clouds overnight. Low temperature mid-70s, then during the day Friday, partly sunny. Maybe a thunderstorm around again. High temperature mid-90s. It'll be fair Friday night, around 75 degrees. Saturday, partly sunny. Could be an afternoon thunderstorm and up near 95. I'm Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The SEC released the Aggie schedule for 2014, at least the SEC portion of it. And Black Death, one of the coaches for A&M. Black Death.
Really?
One of the coaches at A&M. Find out who coming up in a little bit. We'll get you caught up on that and a ninth inning win for the Rangers in Major League Baseball. All that and more coming up with sports. We'll do it for you at 6:50-ish.
There you go. And again, I mean, I appreciate the idea that they think it's a risk that we have rain, but it really would be an okay thing.
Yeah. It got my car wet yesterday.
Well, yeah, I was someplace about 4:30, and it was just little driplets, that's it, in Bryan. But last night, a spectacular lightning show.
Yes, it was quite a show with nothing to show for it.
Well, it looked like part of Grimes County was getting, the northern part of Grimes County was getting this shower, because I came in and looked at the radar, and I think it even had a little box around it, but it just didn't move. Just stayed right there. So I'm happy those people got rain. Just kind of wish we'd have something general, you know?
We're just a little jealous here.
Yeah, we are. Well, and again, we got to pour salt water on ours, and we just as soon not if we could keep from that. Okay, so bad news today about if you're ugly. Just want to let you know.
Okay, I'm qualified, so okay. Move on.
Well, that's it. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on. And if there's such a thing as karma, maybe this is it. In Wisconsin, in Grant County, Wisconsin, a man driving a rented convertible, text messaging on his phone. Again, it's a rented car. Don't know if he had the convertible top down or not, but he's texting while driving. Crashed into a manure truck.
Wow.
A la Back to the Future.
Well, so yeah, exactly. So I'm just saying, I mean, that it could well be karma right there. But I figure once he gets back to the car company, he's going to be in a lot of
karma.
Manure.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cell phone karma right here.
Karma. There's a lot of available puns.
Thank you. There are. That's right.
Story.
That's true.
We got a lot of info.
Mason, it's your duty not to be on the phone, though.
That's right.
Thank you.
We'll be here all week.
Yes, we will. So did he have a crappy day?
Yeah, I bet he did.
That was cheap, sorry.
Okay.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780.
There you go, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we are. It's the 22nd of August. I mean, we're going to be to the Burr months here before we know it. Day 223 means we've got 132 of them left. And it's Be an Angel Day. Be an Angel Day. It's Eat a Peach Day.
Was an album from the Allman Brothers.
Well, it was. We're fortunate, though, because, you know, we're in a part of the country where they have pretty good peaches. It's Cadillac Day.
Hey.
Yeah, go get you one. company founded by GM in 1902.
Yeah, I'll run right out and do that.
Yeah, for birthdays.
Celebrating today is a laundry list of stars.
A laundry list.
Well, there's a ton of them, and it appears that a lot of them are, if you're a singer, you were born today.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
Yeah.
We'll start out with Kristen Wiig, who's not. She was in Bridesmaids. Terribly funny lady. She's 40.
Yes, she is a funny lady.
Richard Armitage is 42 from The Hobbit and Captain America. Gita, and I believe that is right, De Laurentiis. Mm. She's on the Food Network. She's 43. Ty Burrell is 43 from Modern Family. Terribly funny guy. James DeBarge from El DeBarge is 50. Tori Amos is 50.
Trainwreck?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
Debbie Patterson is 52 from the Bengals.
Yeah.
Orlando.
Oh, is it the Bengals or the Bengals?
Bengals. Did I say Bengals?
You did. Yeah.
Well, that's because who Dallas plays. Who Dallas plays next?
Yeah.
Orlando Orzabal is 52 from Tears for Fears. Colin Ray is 54.
I like him.
Country singer.
Yeah.
Vernon Reed, actor and guitarist for Living Color, is 55. Holly Dunn is 56.
My goodness.
Shirley from Laverne and Cindy Williams is 66. Da Big Tuna, Bill Parcells, is 72.
Not as big anymore.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's slimmed down. So.
Valerie Harper is 74.
Yeah.
Carl Yastrzemski is 74. And Norman Schwarzkopf would have been 79 today. Mm.
Paul Molitor, who's a pretty good baseball player, too. Unfortunate when you're not the best baseball player born on this date. But He's 57 years old. Mats Wilander, who was a tennis dude for a while, is 53. And a musical salute today to...
Oh, the Archies.
Yeah. Which was actually only one guy. One person. Name is Ron Dante.
Really?
Yes, he did.
I knew that, but I didn't know his name.
Yeah, he did every voice. And in fact, there's probably a video out there that has him... playing every instrument.
I don't know. Was he the woman voice too, though?
He was everything. Yes. No. And produced the song as well. I mean, made himself a lot of money off of that.
I was gonna say he gets all the royalties.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, the De Laurentiis lady. Her name is Giada.
Thank you. All right, I appreciate that. There we go. We don't know, but we have a smart audience.
Yes.
That's what keeps us here.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, time now for some absurd examples of how your federal government spends your hard-earned tax dollars. Now, the National Institutes for Health is funding a program to convince female smokers to kick their habit. Now, the kicker is that women, that they're trying to convince, well, those women live in Brazil. That's going to cost you, the American taxpayer, over $650,000. Also, the National Science Foundation is giving nearly $78,000 taxpayer dollars to the trustees of Boston University to study whether climate change was a primary cause for the decline of the Mayan civilization in Guatemala between 1000 BC and 900 AD. You can't make it up.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, if you go to a big box store, you're going to get the same kid that sells lumber and ladders and drills advising you on your blind shade shutters and drapes. Now, can you say, save your receipt? Now, my wife and I, we love Blinds.com. They have over 100 design experts that will serve you for free. Now, hurry and you save an extra 20 to 25% off top brands now. You get free color samples, free shipping, and a chance to win $5,000 in cash. Just go to Blinds.com for details. Their prices crush home improvement store prices. Remember the name, Blinds.com. I want to tell you about IncomeRevolution.com. Now, that's part of the only work-from-home business that I endorse, and you could earn a few hundred to several $1,000 a month from your kitchen table. Like listener Kirsten is a busy dad who earns nearly $3,500 in 1 month. No pressure, no selling soap, just a great opportunity to earn money from home. Plus, they're giving away $1,000 just for checking out their website. Visit IncomeRevolution.com. That's IncomeRevolution.com. Now, the results are not average, but you can check the website and see what you can realistically expect.
The Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-3018. 401Ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
What's up with Whole Foods? This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Whole Foods is making changes to stay competitive. Co-chief executive Walter Robb tells the Wall Street Journal the recession was a wake-up call for the organic grocer. Whole Foods is working to shed its whole paycheck reputation. It's bringing in more lower-priced items to appeal to budget-conscious shoppers. Wells Fargo is preparing to slash its payroll. The big bank plans to cut 2,300 jobs in its mortgage division. Walmart is making its layaway plan free. The retailer is doing away with a $5 fee for opening layaway accounts. Sears Holdings reported a bigger-than-expected second-quarter loss. Sales for Sears and Kmart stores that have been open a year or more were down from a year ago. One bright spot was online sales. They were up 20%. And President Obama will spend the next 2 days on a bus tour. He'll make stops in New York and Pennsylvania to promote proposals for making college more affordable. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
My company designed that sound for a horror film, but I like to play it when I did accounting, invoicing, or scary admin stuff. But now, using Sage One, I played this sound.
Sage One is the simple online app that makes accounting easy, so you can get back to what you love faster. Go from to time is money. Be stingy with it. Visit BeStingy.com now for a free month of Sage One.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour free trial. Just call 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Good morning. It's 626, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. For your foundation repair done the right way, then you can plan on having the guys and gals at Anchor Foundation do that. They've been leaders in the foundation repair business for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep-drilled bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more at AnchorFoundationRepair.net. Again, it's going to be the same thing we've been having. That's hot weather out there. Look for a high temperature today, probably about 97 degrees, and we'll continue that all the way through next week. The good news is there is at least a slight chance of some showers, probably some pop-up things late in the day, 20 or 30% chance during the day and in the early evening as well. Best chance right now seems to spike at Sunday at 40%. And so we'll see what happens. Lows will be about 73. Right now, the winds are calm, and we have 85% relative humidity, and it's our typical trip, 77.
Why is it you almost never see baby pigeons? And why is New York called the Big Apple? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780.
Kids often ask interesting and unusual questions. For instance, what hurts more, getting run over by a car or getting stung by a jellyfish?
And I got the head of the Division of Pain Management at New York Hospital to answer the question. And it was the jellyfish, which is nerve pain as opposed to somatic pain.
Wendell Jameson, author of the book Father Knows Less, says his four-year-old son actually asked him that question. So he set out to answer that and other similar questions for his book. For example, why do you never see baby pigeons?
Because they don't fly, and they get hidden away because predators and hawks and others would come after them. So they're hidden up under windows, under train trestles, in the eaves of buildings.
What does it feel like to get stabbed with a knife?
A woman in Portland, Oregon was stabbed, and she explained it felt more like getting punched than anything else. She didn't know she'd been stabbed until someone told her.
Why is New York called the Big Apple?
There's a showbiz expression. There are many apples on the tree, but there's only one Big Apple. And that's how jazz musicians referred to Harlem back in the 1920s. This was the big time. This was the Big Apple. And eventually, the expression came to encompass the whole city.
And why is the asphalt always wet in car commercials?
Because asphalt looks very dead on film, and it brightens it up, and then you get nice reflections of the car. But if you go back to movies like Casablanca and film noir movies, the street's always wet and shiny. It creates a real atmosphere.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The fiscal year 2014 budget for the city of College Station includes a 3% increase in funding the Parks and Recreation Department. Mayor Nancy Berry says growth comes with increased development.
When a property sells, part of that property has to either be dedicated to the Parks Fund or, depending upon the size of the project, it could be a contribution in lieu of land. So the city's divided into, I don't know, maybe 25 or 30 park districts. And as buildings come, there's park dedication, and the money can only be spent in that district.
The increased spending of more than $400,000 includes resurfacing courts and replacing playground equipment and other park amenities. Tonight's council meeting includes a public hearing on the overall budget. In 3 weeks, the College Station City Council considers new regulations for parking in residential areas. The Planning and Zoning Commission adopted recommendations at its last meeting that were developed by a committee over 5 months of meetings. Commission Chairman Mike Ashfield says the priority was safe neighborhoods.
It's the roads, it's the sidewalks, it's the kids on bikes, whatever the case may be. And if that's what they're asking for, then that kind of creates some of the market too. And oftentimes, that's what we even say. A lot of what we've seen develop around here is market-driven. Some people like it, some people don't. And in this case, the market's kind of be driven in this respect.
The proposal includes off-street parking taking up no more than 50% of a front yard of single-family homes, with that requirement waived for townhomes. Online at WTAW.com, you can read a summary of the recommendations. Completing his 14th year as director of Easterwood Airport, John Happ submitted his resignation.
And more importantly, served out with a tremendously dedicated and
quality staff that I've had for such a long time.
The timing coincided with this month's meeting of the A&M Board of Regents, which included a discussion behind closed doors about airport operations. University President Bowen Lofton has authorized the start of negotiations with the top candidate interested in managing the airport. While considering professional options, Happ remains busy as a community volunteer.
Just right now, with being president of the Arts Council and helping the food bank raise their money for their new facility, it keeps him pretty busy.
And Happ is monitoring the development of high-speed rail service, which he says will replace commuter air service. A noon apartment fire on Verde Drive near Silver Spur Circle in Bryan displaced a family Tuesday evening. Fire Marshal William Bell says there was minor smoke damage, but there were no injuries, and residents and surrounding units were able to return after the threat was over.
Only other damage was forcible entry by the fire department into one or two other units to check for other possible victims, residents, that they might need rescue.
Bell says the fire began in a back bedroom and is still being investigated. When federal lawmakers return to Washington after Labor Day, it will be time again to address budget deadlines. Changing policies is on the mind of Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
Include a provision where the RAINS Act is passed. That changes the way the regulatory process works in Washington. And then potential for an Obamacare delay or pull some more parts of Obamacare out. Or even, I mean, what I would go for is an absolute killing of Obamacare, but that would probably be hard to get through the Senate. So, again, continue to chip away at Obamacare as much as we can.
In the meantime, the State Department of Health and Human Services is working with federal officials to get money from the Affordable Care Act that would allow mentally disabled residents to stay at home rather than go to assisted living facilities. And two popular brands of pet food are being voluntarily recalled, along with a well-known heartworm pill.
The Wichita Falls Animal Services Center advises pet owners that the Procter & Gamble companies have voluntarily recalled specific lots of dry pet food for both dogs and cats, which could be contaminated with salmonella. The brands are Iams Dry Foods and Yuganuba. The second recall involves heartworm prevention tablets sold under the name Ivorheart Plus flavored chewables. The recall is due to low levels of ivermectin, which could leave dogs in the upper third of the weight range unprotected against heartworm infection. If left untreated, heartworm disease can be fatal. There is a danger to humans coming in contact with the dry pet foods, and if you believe your pets consumed either of the recalled products, you're advised to contact your veterinarian immediately. Scott West, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 74 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by the Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hi, I'm Joe Carbajal, Senior Pastor of Mighty Wind Worship Center in Central Texas. The lives of 11 million of our neighbors hang in the balance as Congress seeks to reform our immigration system. Christ calls evangelicals to compassion and justice. So please join a growing movement of Christians asking our political leaders for immigration solutions rooted in biblical values. Values that reflect each person's God-given dignity, respect the rule of law, protect family unity, guarantee secure borders, ensure fairness to taxpayers, and establish a path towards citizenship. Our Texas elected officials need your prayers, but they also need to hear your voice. Become a prayer partner for reform by going to prayforreform.org. That's pray, the number four, reform.org. This announcement has been paid for by the Evangelical Immigration Table.
It's Texas, it's August, and it's hot. But Rattlers has got some great specials to cool you down. Nestle Pure Life Bottled Water, 20 packs, just $3.99. 50 cents off all Chex Mix through the end of August, and fully loaded nachos are only 99 cents. Wash down that great food with an ice-cold 18-pack of Bud, Miller & Coors family of beers for only $14.99. Keep cool this August at any of your Rattler stores. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and serve faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215 for all the details.
It only takes 6.2 seconds for the BMW 528i to go from 0 to 60. That's also about how long it takes to realize that it is faster and more fuel efficient than its top rivals. And it's more than enough time for you to realize that no other car is quite like a 528i. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine. Speed claims based on specs from manufacturer sites. Fuel comparisons based on EPA estimates.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Through today, we'll generally see a mix of clouds and sun continuing, along with a risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm in spots. Temperatures for this afternoon mostly in the mid-90s. Now, there may be a lingering shower or thunderstorm nearby this evening. Otherwise, scattered clouds overnight. Low temperature mid-70s, then during the day Friday, partly sunny. Maybe a thunderstorm around again. High temperature mid-90s. A few clouds for Friday night, then Saturday partly sunny. Maybe an afternoon storm in the mid-90s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. SEC unveils the Aggies' complete 2014 conference slate. Also the final day of 2 days for the Aggies and Black Death, which is the nickname of one of the coaches, spoke with the media. Who? You'll have to listen and find out. We'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
You know, as we've discussed before, every once in a while, the president of the United States kind of forgets that he's the president of the United States and decides to inject himself into things that he's got no business talking about. And it all started back with that Henry Louis Gates, that professor in Cambridge, Massachusetts, when the police arrested him and the president decided to weigh in that the Cambridge police had acted stupidly, I believe was his terminology. And that ended up doing the beer summit and all that kind of thing. And he's firing off his mouth when he shouldn't have. And then, of course, the Trayvon Martin thing, parts one, two, three, four, ever how many?
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, you probably heard about that situation that took place in Oklahoma where the three kids basically stalked and killed an Australian college student named Chris Lane.
Which is creepy.
Didn't even stalk him. They just drove up alongside him and wanted to kill him because they wanted to see him die.
They were bored, right? They were bored. Well, so the White House sidesteps any direct comment yesterday on that murder by the three teens who claimed that they were bored. And when asked about the case by Ed Henry, who's the Fox News White House correspondent, spokesperson Josh Earnest said, "I'm not familiar with it, actually."
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Well, it would be an international deal. It's a big deal to the Australians, yep. I can tell you that.
Yep. Well, the spokesperson said, "This sounds like a pretty tragic case. I wouldn't want to get ahead of the legal process here." Really? And it's clear that law enforcement officials are involved and investigating. Uh-huh. And then that happened in Florida, too?
Australians are calling on boycotts at the U.S. All kinds of stuff.
So Henry presses him about President Obama's statements regarding the Trayvon Martin case And while that legal process was in gear as well, and the best that Josh Earnest could come up with was, quote, "There are some people in this room I don't think who would agree with you that the president spoke out extensively on that." Oh,
bull honkus.
Bull, come on. He shoved that down our throat.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so he's strangely silent over a senseless murder, an absolutely senseless murder. And yet he wanted to go ahead and again, while the legal process was going on with the Trayvon Martin case, he sure wanted to let us know that Trayvon could have looked like his son.
Or him.
Or him. And again, the question that was never asked is, "Mr. President, would you let either of your daughters date Trayvon Martin?"
Which I personally think would have been a brilliant question.
Yeah. Anyway. So there you go. But he's off today on a bus tour. He's off today on a bus. Do they do rest stops, do you think, like they do if you're, you know? Because if you're going, like, from here to Waco, they do a rest stop in Hearn.
I really don't know, but I find it unusual that he's campaigning and he can't run again.
Well, you know, you're right. What is he doing? Why is he doing that? Well, the reason is because he likes that. He likes the idea of, hey, I'm going to be in whatever. Let's get a bunch of people together who can adore me in public.
Is it a specific nailed down rule that you can't run another time, or is it?
Oh yeah, no,
cultural...
it's in the Constitution. No, okay. It's in the Constitution. Yeah, they wrote it in there. Anyway, he delivers a late morning speech at the University of Buffalo, followed by a late afternoon appearance at Henniger High School in Syracuse. So, that's just wonderful. So, if you still like Richard Nixon, maybe we can change your mind. Nixon Presidential Library has released the last set of Nixon tapes, and they are doozies, that's for sure.
Yes, they are.
Former president caught making some anti-Semitic remarks and stating that black people are incapable of running a country. So there you go. In a phone call with Henry Kissinger, Nixon was concerned that the Jews would sabotage any upcoming U.S.-Soviet summit. And if they did, he said, quote, "It's going to be the worst thing that happened to Jews in American history."
That doesn't even make sense.
This is the president of the United States.
Yipper. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and then what sort of appointments would Nixon prefer? He said, "No Jews. We're adamant. I say no Jews."
How stupid.
You're right. Tapes were, and the thing is, he knew they were being taped. April the 9th through July the 12th in 1973. And he said a lot of other stuff. But he said, let's see, how are black people doing running Jamaica? Name a government that's being run by a black person that works. It's going to take, maybe 100, maybe 1,000 years. I mean, he said that.
How stupid.
Well, you're right. And here you go. Kaiser Health News reports that UPS, you know them, you love them, the folks in the brown suits, plan on dropping thousands of spouses from its medical plan because they are eligible for coverage someplace else. Yep, UPS specified, they specifically said, this is the Affordable Care Act that's causing them to make this move.
So how long till they're then exempt, like the United Auto Workers?
And any number of, and members of Congress and their staff.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, them too. The company says that rising medical costs combined with the cost associated with the Affordable Care Act have made it increasingly difficult to continue providing the same level of health care benefits to their employees at an affordable cost. No kidding, Sherlock. That's the way everybody's feeling. The coming move applies to non-union U.S. workers only, and it'll save them about $60 million a year. And, of course, this is exactly what Obamacare is designed to do.
Yep.
It gets the costs up. It puts so many regulations on so many businesses that they've got to find a way to get out from under it.
Unless they're exempt.
Yes, and here they are to help you out. And then finally, Camille Paglia, who is a liberal and a feminist, did a pretty long interview with Salon Magazine that was published yesterday. She is not happy about Hillary Clinton being a candidate in 2016. She said it's time for the younger tier of politicians in their late 40s to move up. She said the baby boom generation should be sent out to pasture. We had our day and managed to muck up a hell of a lot, she said.
Good for her.
Yep. She said, it remains baffling how anybody would think that Hillary Clinton, who was born the same year as me, Camille says, is our party's best chance. She has more sooty baggage than a 90-car freight train.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
And what exactly has she ever accomplished besides bullishly covering for her philandering husband? She's certainly busy, and ever on the move with tunnel vision workaholism of someone trying to blot out uncomfortable private thoughts.
Wow.
Well, there you go, then.
You don't see
tell
that.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah.
You don't see
yeah.
that within the party very often.
No, you don't. But again, I think she's giving them a gangplank right there. If they want to get off the Hillary ship, there's a way to do it and maybe let some younger blood get in there.
So what's the deal with this, though? Because there was a pretty scathing article in the Times about the Clintons and their
foundation.
Their foundation.
Yeah, yeah.
And you never see negative press about them. Ever.
Well, and that's, again, that there you don't know exactly where this stuff bubbles up. And obviously, it's factual. The information that they have seems to be from credible sources.
Maybe they finally annoyed somebody.
Well, annoyed so that she won't be anointed? How's that?
Ooh.
All right, 6:48.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas. Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Most of us don't have 40 hours a week to spend in our landscapes. It's not that it wouldn't be a nice option. We just can't make our livings out there. As a result, we need to plan things so we'll spend most of our outdoor time doing things that reward us best. Gardening is, after all, the best hobby in the world. Don't mess it up correcting mistakes you made at the outset. Gardening should be less work, more fun. I'll be back with details after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for 6 big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. You want to start every gardening activity with a very good plan. Think things through, whether you're building a deck or merely planting a tree. Consider the long-term implications of your addition and make sure it's compatible with your overall plans. Know each plant's mature size and growth form and be certain you've allowed adequate space. Good landscapes start with good soil preparation. Whether you're dealing with a heavy clay or a sandy soil, organic matter will be the best amendment. If you're preparing soil for small shrubs, ground covers, or annual and perennial flowers, rototill several inches of a blend of compost, pine bark mulch, Canadian sphagnum peat moss, and rotted manure into the soil. Trees and large shrubs will have to cope with your native soils eventually, so do no heroic soil preparation for them. Choose plant species that typically don't have problems. Ask your nurseryman as you're shopping to steer you away from plants that are prone to problems. There are hundreds of great options out there that don't involve all those threats. Concentrate on them. Larger plants will have a better chance of surviving in their new home, so you want to go with those. Shrubs planted from 5-gallon containers, for example, will have deeper root systems, so they'll be less likely to suffer from summertime drought than 2-gallon counterparts. As for trees, large 20 and 50 to 200-gallon container-grown trees are ideal. You get all of their roots so they suffer no transplant shock. They'll be less likely to die when summer's heat rolls back into town next year. Sometimes, however, you need the size that a bald and burlap tree brings, and sometimes the type you want simply isn't available in large containers. Again, know your nurseryman, deal with a local pro. Avoid formal pruning. That's the big tip of the day. We make so much extra work when we start clipping plants into unnatural shapes. Choose plants whose mature sizes and growth forms fit particular spaces, and then let them grow on their own. Sure, you'll need to do minor pruning and shaping, but always do it with an eye toward a natural look. Plan your color carefully. You can do it very effectively in small beds and in containers in strategic spots. You don't have to have large, large beds. Focus your color near entryways and around patios. You can get a lot of bang for your buck. I'm Neil Sperry, Garden Seating in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It's 6:53. The SEC unveiled the Aggies' complete 2014 conference slate, which includes cross-division matchups with South Carolina and Missouri, in addition to annual battles with six other Western Division teams, Alabama, Arkansas, Auburn, LSU, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss. A&M and LSU, the border state rivalry football game, will be played on Thanksgiving Day in part of the traditional rivalry weekend. Here's Coach R.C. Slocum on the history between the two schools from 12th Man TV.
There are a lot of people in Houston that have Louisiana backgrounds, and because of the oil industry in particular, there are a lot of people from Lake Charles, Lafayette, New Iberia, Houma, Morgan City, New Orleans, all through there you have people that have Texas backgrounds.
This will be the first time since 95 that the Bayou Bengals have made their way to Aggieland, and you can see the entire schedule posted at WTAW.com. After the final day of 2 days for Aggie strength and conditioning coach Larry Jackson, he's known to the players as Black Death for his, well, we'll say aggressive workouts, and he spoke to the media after practice yesterday. Jackson is both loved and hated by the team.
Friday's workouts are always crazy. We don't even go outside on Fridays. We stay indoors, and that Friday is one of the ways I got my nickname, because guys are laying all over the turf, and trash cans are everywhere, and when they use the trash cans, I'm smiling.
It's just brutal. A&M Volleyball is cranking up for its maroon and white scrimmage this evening at Reed. Doors open at 5:15, and the team will be announced at 6:30, and then the players will scrimmage for approximately an hour. Admission to the scrimmage is free, and there will be a limited number of team posters available as well. The 21st season of the Texas A&M soccer team starts out in grand fashion as the number 12 Aggies host the number 7 Duke Blue Devils at Ellis Field. That game is Friday, 7:30, with both teams returning 7 starters from the 2012 campaign. This looks to be one of the best games on the slate, at least at the beginning of the season. Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers clinched their Major League leading 40th comeback win of the season with a 5-4 win over the Houston Astros.
Fly ball left field, medium deep. Grossman over to make the catch. Rosales tags. He's heading home. Here's the throw. Rosales ahead, first dive. He's safe as the ball goes flying to the screen. The Rangers have won it 5-4.
Elvis Andrus got his 4th game-ending hit of his career. Closer Joe Nathan shut down the Stros in the 9th to get the win. And here's Rangers manager Ron Washington on his thoughts going into that 9th inning.
Well, the thing is, we wanted to make certain that we make him throw strikes. And I thought we did a good job of making him try to get the ball down in the zone. And, you know, a guy got good velocity. And if you try to chase that high fastball, you certainly won't have any success. So we just tried to make him get it down in the zone. And fortunate enough, we were able to do that and not swing at pitches that were up in the zone.
In Dallas Cowboy training camp news, middle linebacker Sean Lee and the Cowboys have agreed to a 6-year contract extension. Lee's deal is worth $42 million, but could escalate as high as $51 million, depending on the different incentives. Lee is going into his 4th season in the NFL after being drafted in the 2nd round from Penn State in 2010. And here's the $50 million man now.
They're paying a certain amount, and I have to go out and perform. You know, I take that extremely seriously, and I want to go out and fulfill this and help our team win football games.
In the PGA, the 4-week playoff culminating with the PGA Tour Championship begins today with the Barclays Championship just outside New York City. The top 125 money winners on the PGA Tour are eligible for the event, including Tiger Woods.
Theoretically, you can win every tournament of the year and not be the FedEx champion. You're basically playing for the top 5 positioning going into the Tour Championship and then win it. And that'll assure you a to be the champion of the playoffs.
Tiger's gunning for his 80th PGA Tour victory. Grant Holloman hit three home runs in the top of the ninth, and a three-run home run in the top of ninth, and California rallied to a 6-3 victory over New England champ Westport, Connecticut, to earn a berth to the U.S. Championship game at the Little League World Series. And finally, FC Dallas snapped an 11-match MLS winless streak with a 3-1 victory over Chivas USA last night. It was FC Dallas' first league win since May 25th. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Normandy Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. Visit normandytractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Let's do some weather this morning. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 26-